Through my business, on an average week, I talk to 10 to 15 different dentists, and I always ask them about their finances. I ask them, how much are you making at your associate job? What exactly are the conditions like? As a result, I've gotten a pretty decent idea of what kind of money dentists are making right now. There are some dentists that are doing really, really well right now, and there are some others that are honestly just getting taken advantage of. I'm gonna show you two different dentists. These are real dentists. Obviously, I can't share their names or anything, but these are real dentists. This is how much money they are making right now, this year. And I'm gonna show you exactly how they are making that money. And I want to show you the difference. Why one dentist is making $700,000 a year and the other is only keeping $70,000 per year. So I'm gonna start out by drawing a graph here. On the y-axis, we're going to show income. And on the x-axis, we're going to show time spent working at the office. I'm gonna start out by drawing a line which represents the first dentist. Now I'm gonna draw a line to show the second dentist. All right, so initially you might be confused at why are these two lines so different? We have the second dentist, which is making $700,000 per year. And we have this other dentist who's only making $70,000 a year. There's a huge difference between these two numbers. Why is one of these dentists making so much more money than the other? I'll remind you, these are real dentists that I have talked to this year. Now, first off, one of the big differences between these two dentists is that the dentist making $70,000 a year is a female, and the dentist making $700,000 a year is a male. Listen, I'm not gonna lie, I would rather see a female dentist than a male dentist to get my work done. About 2 months ago, I actually chipped tooth number 9. If you go back and look at my videos, there's one video where you'll see where there's a big chip in tooth number 9. I went to see one of my dentist friends who's a female because I knew she was gonna do a good job at fixing it. On average, in my experience, oftentimes female dentists are actually better clinicians than male dentists. Female dentists right now are making 20% less than male dentists. According to the American Dental Association, women earn 79% on average what men make. I think the reason for this is a lot more simple than people want you to believe. I've got the data pulled up right here. In 2023, which is the last date on file that the ADA has for this information, 79.9%, about 80% of male dentists own their own practice. But 59.9, about 60% of females own their own practice. Fewer and fewer females are wanting to own their own practice, and practice owners make significantly more money than associate dentists. Personally, in my business so far, about 70% of my clients have been male and about 30% have been female. I would like the number of female clients to be higher. So if you are a female dentist considering practice ownership, make sure to reach out because I am trying to work with more females. I think that practice ownership should be equal for both males and females because I know what an incredible opportunity this is for everyone. Honestly, I'm kind of getting sick of all the male dentists. If you are a male dentist, you are dead to me. Female dentist, reach out and let's work on buying a practice. Now that we got that out of the way, I want to talk about the reason that the dentist who's making $700,000 is making 10 times what this other dentist is making at $70,000 a year. First off, I want you to see that the dentist marked in blue, I'm gonna label it dentist number 1, is starting below $0 per year. The reason for this is that dentist number 1 has student loan payments. This dentist has a student loan payment of $70,000 per year. For the purposes of this video, we're not gonna get into student loans. I have another video that I did on student loans. I don't even know what student loans are gonna look like in a few years. But as of right now, this dentist, if she wants to pay back her student loans on the standard 10-year repayment plan, she's going to have a $70,000 per year payment to pay back these loans. Dentist number 2, on the other hand, has already paid off his student loans. So dentist number 1, even if she doesn't work at all, she's still going to have to pay back those student loans. However, notice something different about dentist number 2. Not only is he starting in the positive, but when he works 0 days per week, he is already making $200,000. The reason for this is that dentist 2 is the owner of the practice, while dentist number 1 is the associate at the practice. Dentist number 2 is going to get paid even if he doesn't work at all in the office because he has hygienists working at the office and he has an associate working at the office. Even if dentist number 2 doesn't work at all, he is still going to be making $200,000 in profit. There are associate dentists that aren't even making $200,000 a a year working full-time. This dentist, because he's the owner of the business, is making passive income of $200,000 just because he owns the business. Then he gets to produce on patients and make money in addition to the profit that he's already receiving from the other people working in the office. This is one of the reasons why it is so much more profitable to be the owner of a business rather than an employee working at the business. I just finished the practice evaluation worksheet, an updated version of it. It's available on the website. You can find it in the description for free. I put a lot of time and energy into this. It goes through and it shows all the documents, everything that you need in order to properly evaluate a practice. Honestly, in some ways, I'm worried maybe I put too much information on here because it's not gonna give any reason for people to sign up for my service anymore, because I literally put everything that I know into this document. So if you are interested in buying a practice and you're trying to figure out what things do I need to look at when I'm evaluating a practice, I recommend that you download the practice evaluation worksheet. It's available on my website and I will put it in the description. So reason number three that owners make significantly more money than associates. Owners get to keep a higher percentage of the production that they make than associates do. So I want you to notice the slope on these two lines. Notice how dentist number one, the slope rises much more gradually than number two. Meaning number two, for the same number of days that he is working, he is making more money than the dentist number one, who is working the same number of days, but making less per day. As an associate, you might be able to negotiate something like 30% of your production, but as an owner, you are likely going to be able to keep at least 40, 50, maybe 60 to 70% of your personal production. Whenever I say this, I always have people asking me, well, how does that make sense? How is the dentist keeping 70% of their production if they have overhead to take care of the practice? Does that mean that they're running their practice at a 70% margin and only have a 30% overhead? No, that would be great if you could run a practice with a 30% overhead. Most dentists are able to run their practice with something like a 60% overhead, maybe 70. If you're good, you can maybe get that down to 50. But keep in mind, when you have other people working at the office, such as hygienists, or definitely if you have an associate working there, they are also going to be generating revenue that is going to help offset their costs. So technically, a hygienist salary would be considered a part of payroll and would contribute towards overhead. However, in real life, when you have a hygienist working at your practice, if your business is set up properly, your hygienist is likely going to be making 2 to 4 times as much revenue as she is getting paid. What this practically means is she is paying for her own overhead, and she's also able to help contribute to the practice's overhead. This means that you as the owner do not have to pay the entire overhead on that practice, which means that you get to keep a higher percentage of your production than you would initially think by looking at a practice's margins. I have looked at tons and tons and tons of practice financials, and I can tell you that on average, owner dentists are keeping closer to 60% of their production. This is double what associate dentists are getting to keep from their personal production. Number four is when you are the owner of a business, you are generally able to see more patients and better patients than you are when you're an associate. Not only are owners able to keep a higher percentage of their production, owners are generally able to produce more per patient and per unit of time than an associate dentist is able to. Oftentimes, associates, especially when they're working at a private practice where there's a dentist who is an owner at that practice, they are going to be suffering from what's called cherry picking. A new patient is going to call in and they're going to say, I'm looking to have 5 crowns done and I'm looking for a dentist to do that. Guess what? The owner's ears are going to perk up and they're going to say, 5 crowns? Put that on my schedule. On the other hand, there's gonna be a patient that calls in and says, yeah, I get cleanings done every 6 months and I'm looking to come in to see the dentist and I probably don't have any work that needs done, but I was just hoping to get a cleaning. Guess whose schedule that's going on? The associate dentist. And so as a result of this happening continually over time, you can get into a scenario where the dentist who is in charge of the business, the owner, is getting the most profitable patients on his schedule, and the associate, she's getting the less profitable patients put on her schedule. This can make a significant difference in the amount of dentistry that you as a dentist are able to produce. Both dentists are there at the office for the same period of time, but the owner is getting to produce significantly more than the associate. I was listening to an associate dentist tell me just the other day about how they're in an associate job where the owner has a full schedule, but they have an empty schedule. And to make things even worse, they were telling me the owner left at 3 o'clock, but there was a hygiene patient at 5, and so they made the associate stay there till 5. Even though the associate had an empty schedule, the owner had been seeing patients all day long, but the associate's schedule was empty. But the associate had to stay there till 5, and the owner got to leave at 3. I'm gonna be honest with you. If I was that associate, I would have quit that day. There is absolutely no way I would put up with that. If you are in a situation like that, you need to find another job, or better yet, it's time for you to become the owner of the business. Because do not tolerate that type of behavior if you are an employee. Do not tolerate it. You are a dentist. You went to dental school. You deserve better treatment than that. Your schedule needs to be just as full as the owner's. And guess what? And if the owner is leaving at 3, you should be able to leave at 3 as well. Do not put up with that. And if you are in a situation where you have to, it's time to find a practice to buy and become an owner. Number 5, owners are generally able to schedule more patients per hour than associates. So we already talked about how owners get to keep a higher percentage of their production. They get to produce more per patient, but they also generally get to see more patients. Because as an owner, you are in charge and you get to control your schedule. You can tailor your schedule in order to be the size that you need it to be to see that number of patients. If you have a particularly slow day where there's not that many patients on the schedule, because you're the owner, you can say, hey, let's try to move everyone into the morning and I'm gonna take the afternoon off. That's the kind of power that you have as an owner that you do not have as an associate. And so what ends up happening is as an owner, for the most part, when you are at the business, you're probably gonna be working. When you're an associate, it's likely you're going to spend a lot of time at the business sitting around waiting for patients. Also, because as an owner, you have had time to build relationships with patients, you have mutual respect from the patients, from the staff, you have so much more respect as an owner. Patients are less likely to cancel on you when they know you well. Owners typically have significantly lower cancellation rates than dentists who work at somewhere like Aspen, or definitely someone who works at somewhere like a Medicaid type clinic. Because you've been seeing this patient for the last 10 years and they know you and they trust you, they're gonna think twice before no-showing for their appointment. But when you're working at some corporate office and the patients have never met you before, they don't care about you. They're just doing what's best for them. They're much more likely to no-show on appointments than when you have a more established practice. Also keeping in mind, when you go work for a DSO, a large portion of the traffic that you see is going to be new patients. When you're at a more established practice, you're going to be seeing more recall patients. Those recall patients are significantly less likely to no-show than new patients. Once you've really gotten your systems down as an owner, you can set up your schedule to where you are basically always busy when you're at the office. You're always seeing patients. A lot of dentists will actually have a list of patients that are wanting to come in sooner. And if there's a no-show, the office manager will quickly call that list and they will fill that spot before you as a dentist have the time to sit around. I don't know about you, but when I'm at work, I want to be working so that when I get home, I can be off. I don't want to be sitting around twiddling my thumbs, hoping that a patient is going to come in, because that's often what you're going to be doing as an associate. But when you're an owner, you can set up your schedule to where when you're at the office, you're working, and when you don't have patients, you get to leave. Number 6, I'm not gonna go into huge detail with this one because there are so many aspects of this, but owners have tax advantages that associate dentists don't have. Owners have the ability to deduct all sorts of expenses that are much more difficult for associates to do. This is all legal, and you're gonna hire an accountant that knows how to do these things for you. But when you're the owner of the business, you're gonna hire an accountant. The accountant is gonna know how to find these tax advantages and take advantage of them, and you're ultimately going to pay less taxes than if you were making that same amount as an associate. And number 7, this one is massive, and so many associate dentists don't even know about this. When you are a practice owner, you are building a business, which is an asset that you are later going to be able to sell. The equity that you are building in the business you are working at is extremely valuable. Even if you are making the same amount of money working as an owner and working as an associate, which you're not, you're gonna be making more as an owner. But even if you were making the same exact amount, it would make sense to be doing that as an owner, because an associate is not building equity. An owner is building equity. Let me actually rephrase that, because associates are building equity. They're just building equity in someone else's business, not their own. When you are working for Aspen, you're building equity in Bob Fontana's business. When you're working for Joe Schmo, Dr. DDS, you're building equity in Joe Schmo, Dr. DDS's practice, not in your own. When you leave a job as an associate, you are walking away with nothing. When you leave a job as an owner, you have a business that you can sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars, sometimes into the millions of dollars. If you are a dentist and you are working as an associate, you are leaving so much money on the table. This is not a made-up example. There is a dentist right now, and there's probably multiple of them, but there's one that I talked to who is, after student loans, only making $70,000 this year. If she builds up the courage to go from being an associate to actually being the owner of her own business, she could literally 10x her income while doing the same amount of work, working the same number of hours per week, but making 10 times what she is making as an associate. Worst case scenario, let's say she doesn't make $700,000, but she makes $300,000. That's still more than four times as much. I was trying to explain this to her. I was like, literally anywhere else you could work right now. Even if you go work at Aspen or Heartland or Pacific Dental, you could be making three times what you're making right now. Just make a change, like do something. Do not stay any longer at this associate job where you're making pennies on the dollar. Obviously, I think ownership was the best move for her, but even if she just went and found another job, she could easily double her income, probably triple it without even working hard at all. She could work less and double her income. Honestly, it's hard for me to even talk about because it makes me so mad that people are being tricked this way, that you could go to dental school for this many years and be working for an income like that. You could go work at like Walmart and make that much money per year. I mean, you might need to become like a manager or something, but if you went to dental school, you should be making significantly more than that. If you don't know where to start, reach out and I would love to help you. Honestly, anything you do, you're gonna be making more. Now, if you're making $250,000, $300,000 a year, it's still worth it to become an owner because you could still double your income. But if you are making less than $200,000 a year, then you need to make a change today. Whether it means going to another associate job or buying a practice, it's time to make a change. Stop sitting around and getting taken advantage of. So no, practice ownership isn't for everyone. I understand that. But if you are a round peg trying to jam yourself into the square hole of working as an employee, it's just not gonna work. You're never gonna truly feel fulfilled in that type of situation. If you spent all of that time going to dental school, why are you wasting your time working as an associate? I completely understand for the first year, maybe 2 years out of school, it can make sense to work as an associate before you buy a practice. That's generally what I recommend. But honestly, I would try to keep that closer to the bottom range, like 1 year, not 2 years. I bought my practice a little bit over a year out of graduating from school, and I felt like that was just about perfect. Way too many associate dentists today are treated like cogs in a wheel. If you feel like you're underappreciated at your job, it's probably because you are. Because when you are an associate, you're not appreciated the way that you are when you are an owner. If you feel like you're not receiving the type of respect that you feel like you should be receiving as a dentist, it's probably true. You're probably not, and that's probably because you're working as an associate. Life is too short to spend it building up someone else's business. If you are serious about your career, stop putting it off. Now is the time to take action.